Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Over the last few weeks, you'd be well aware we've been speaking to CEOs of many different companies, specifically those of the banks. And everyone is really rolling up their sleeves because South Africa is a competitive market. If you consider that typically we'd always reference the big four, largely it would be FNB, Standard Bank, and of course then what we see with APSA and Nedbank. But that market has really taken quite a shift in terms of opportunity, growth and new players coming on board. Capitec, of course, exceeding what we see with the market cap of FNB. So that's the most highly valued bank on the JSE. But it is facing some stiff competition from other entrants like Discovery Bank and a few other players in the market. But in a moment, we're going to deep dive into all of those numbers, taking a look at Discovery Group's results with the CEO of Discovery South Africa and CEO of Discovery Bank, Hilton Kalner. Hilton Kalner joins us now to help us unpack the numbers. Hilton, such a pleasure being with you this evening, sir, in your capacity, not only as the CEO of Discovery Bank, but also the CEO of Discovery South Africa. It's been a busy day for you and your team, so we don't take it for granted that you're still standing and making time to speak to us today. But more so, congratulations on the sterling numbers. And I guess there's so much to get into, but maybe let's just talk about the levers and where much of the strength has really come from, especially from a group dynamic. Vitality, some consolidation there, together within your health business, and of course insurance turning a significant profit as a star performer.
Thanks so much, and always a pleasure to be able to join you. It's been a really strong performance across the whole group in this period, and I think you know the net result is the headline earnings up 30%, but I think it's more than that. It's a reflection of emergence out of a period of significant investment over probably nearly a decade in Discovery and in particular the bank and some of the other startups, and they're now really coming to fruition, and we see a really strong performance across the whole group that's really contributed to this result. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you know, our Discovery Insure business in South Africa has had a really good period. I think, you know, benefited from some really good weather as well. Mm-hmm. Almost the opposite of last year, but I think that's really performed. That's really performed really well. The bank has come through. It's kind of maiden profit for the second half of this year. So that's been really pleasing. And then, as you said, the Vitality Group internationally has had a phenomenal period, mm-hmm. and we see that coming through particularly strongly in the UK. And China and some of the other international markets. So a really strong performance across the whole group, and I think we're kind of really pleased with the phase of growth that we're now seeing.
A significant level of growth. Maybe let's touch on some of those sweet spots before we draw a comparison of your local market versus the international operations too. Let's talk banking, because this has been a key area of growth for you as the CEO of this particular business. Yeah. And given that you started just before the pandemic, witnessing that you now have 1.2 million customers, significant deposits that have come on board, we've often had conversations about the new product offerings that you've also now brought to the market. Help us contextualize just this growth, but who your customer is, how they interact with you. As I was speaking to a few of my colleagues earlier, many of them were very excited about the experience and had nothing but positive reviews.
Brilliant. That makes me so proud and really pleased. I think the bank has been a phenomenal period, important period for the bank. It is, you know, by kind of the hard metrics, if you look at the balance sheet or clients, it's the fastest growing retail bank in South Africa today. Mm-hmm. You know, the deposits were up strongly. Advances were up nearly 40% year on year, and clients up about 30% in the bank. And so, you know, I think the net result has been strong growth in revenues. The scalability of the model is really coming through strongly. So, digital bank first, and so we've been really benefiting from the scale. We now have over 1.3 million clients in the bank, 3 million accounts, And you know, I think what's really encouraging is the engagement amongst our clients. Sure. You know, they're using the bank in many, many different ways. Now we have home loans, we have our travel platform. We had over 1 million flights booked by our clients in the last year, and it's a full service, full suite bank. We're now using AI more and more to service our clients and provide a kind of a unique experience and unique access to data. And the net result is that we see clients from across the board. So you can have a really low-cost digital bank account that you use for transactions, all the way through to our Purple private banking experience, which is, you know, designed to be the most rewarding in the entire market. And so we see a very broad cross-section of clients joining the bank. What's really encouraging is about 1,400 new clients per day coming into the bank. About 1,000 of those are completely new to Discovery.
Oh.
So the bank is their first entry point into the group. And so the bank is more and more a growth platform, an engine for the whole group in South Africa. And, you know, I think that's what's really driving this kind of really strong financial result.
100%. Hilton, that gets me excited because how I see that then working, and I'm hoping that you can, you know, paint a little bit more detail in terms of the scalability opportunities here, especially for new entrants who experience the bank. Then you have Vitality at the nucleus of this experience, which then allows them to interconnect to health, to insurance, and so many of the other product offerings that you have. Is my understanding
absolutely
correct?
Absolutely. You've explained it better than I could have. And you know, I think the bank today is kind of the front end for the whole group. And you see your whole Discovery portfolio in the bank, which is really convenient for clients. And we have about 80% of our digital interactions today across the whole group are now done through the bank app. So clients are using the bank app to see their health benefits, their insurance, their life insurance, their investments. You can track them across every one of your Discovery products in the bank app. But I think just as excitingly, all of the behavioral components. So if you're managing your health and you're getting physically active and you're closing those rings that then allow you to play a game board every week, and that kind of gamified experience of getting healthier and driving better, all of that's in the bank app.
Yeah.
So we see our clients are earning about 1 billion Discovery miles every month across all the different products, and that's kind of just monetizing better behaviors. So managing your health and your driving and your money helps you to kind of generate this value in our entire ecosystem, and then spend it in the bank, monetize it, transfer it, or go and to any of our partners and spend the miles. So all of that is now in the bank. And as clients join, we actually demoed at our results today how clients will be able to start to activate and originate their motor insurance and other products across the group directly in the bank app. And so that will start to roll out in the next few months as well.
Sure.
So it really is becoming kind of the home for all of the Discovery products.
100%. As we know, it is a very competitive market as well, Hilton. A moment ago, I spoke to the CEO of First Rand Group. Earlier this week, it was Old Mutual, and they mentioned OM Bank. So I guess definitely not taking away from your success. I'm quite keen to understand, you know, where additional differentiators will come through for Discovery Bank, especially when it comes to gaining more market share and maybe within the business and SMME segments. Is that a key area of interest for you at all?
So I think the focus up until this point has been on building out the best retail bank in South Africa,
sure.
And you know that's really been our kind of prime objective, and it started with basic transaction accounts and a credit card, and then we added revolving credit facilities and forex, and more recently home loans. So the product suite is almost I would argue complete from a kind of personal banking perspective, and it's built on a unique model. You know, our shared value model is almost globally unique, the way that we see it today, and the proposition of rewarding clients for managing their money better and for being financially healthy and giving them the tools to do that and the rewards that they then earn in the form of high interest rates on savings, lower interest rates on credit and borrowing,
yes,
and the rewards in flights and our other areas like miles. Those are fundamentally different to, I think, a traditional banking product. And so that's what we see as really driving the growth. And in time, you know, I think it will naturally evolve into areas like SMEs, where a lot of our clients have expressed demand and kind of a desire to have all of their banking brought into one space.
Got you. You're not breaking any news, but you're saying you're listening to your clients. I appreciate that and respect it there, Hilton. I guess let's speak about the global competitiveness, right? Because this is also where Vitality adds to that level of being a key contributor to the group's numbers overall. And I am aware there have been certain shifts within the UK, some consolidation that's taken place there, and you have operations in China. Hilton, for the benefit of us as ordinary South Africans who might not be very close to those markets or understand the business operating environment, I'm quite keen for you know, just to contextualize the opportunities that might exist there, given the current macroeconomic climate, and where the growth might come from, as you contrast that with the South African market.
So I think each market has its own dynamics, and you know, I think in South Africa we see the Discovery franchise and the model of integration being pretty unique in terms of the way that we've seen that play out. And so, you know, the potential, we've always believed in the potential of South Africa. Mm-hmm. And I think we continue to believe in that. In the context of our global operations, you know, I think anybody who's been to the UK would probably see the presence that Vitality has there.
Yeah.
It's got, you know, it is a very, very strong brand. Whether you're watching the football or the cricket, or riding in the underground, you know, you'll often see the Vitality brand and its presence. So the UK business has really been built on the same premise as we have in South Africa, mm-hmm. of making people healthier. Same purpose, same approach, same Vitality platform, but really focused in health insurance and life insurance. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think it's really played out exceptionally well. We're in 41 markets globally today.
Sure.
Under the Vitality brand, but in many cases with the partners, and China is one of those markets where we have an incredible partner, Ping An.
Yes.
You know, I think they are, you know, the scale of that market is just remarkable. And you know, you can actually see it in our results today, the China business and partnership with Ping An, generating profit of over a billion rand, our share of that business. So really, really, really strong. And so, you know, the model itself has proven to be really globally relevant. And, you know, as a South African company, that makes us really proud that we can take the kind of the IP, the product, the insights that we've developed here collectively in almost sort of a South African laboratory, where I think, you know, we often take it for granted that as South Africans, we're operating in a really complex environment.
Yeah.
That if you can make it work here in South Africa, we have all of the sophistication and regulatory environment of the most developed markets in the world, but some of the challenges of some of the most underdeveloped markets in the world. And if you can kind of operate in both, then you can operate almost globally, and that's what we're seeing.
I like that comparison. It's almost like taking an athlete and making them a star performer training in extreme conditions on either spectrum.
Exactly.
And that's who South Africa is. So by the time we get to the globe, we're fit and ready to take on any circumstance.
Yeah.
Speaking of perhaps some opportunity that still remains here, Hilton, I did notice that, of course, the health and life business did see an improvement in operating profit, but some concerns that have been flagged just in terms of future growth there. Looking at your share price performance, I'm aware that you don't control the share price. It's not something that you work towards, but some pressure being felt here today. And speaking to a market analyst earlier today, he mentioned some of the concerns regarding health and life in terms of muted growth prospects there. Help us understand how Discovery as a group is looking to enhance its positioning to ride out some of the exogenous factors that you need to drive growth.
So I think, as you say, you know, I think as an executive team, you know, I mean, our focus is very much on the business,
yes,
and how we grow that, and I think that's been our hallmark, and I think the performance in the health and life business, these are really large businesses today. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at just the scale of them, the health business is about 60% of the medical scheme market in South Africa, and the life business has nearly about a 30% market share of all new business in the protection space.
Sure.
In South Africa, and between them they generated a profit of about 10 billion rand. Mm-hmm. For the year. So extremely, extremely strong, really good dynamics. And, you know, I think from our perspective, we continue to really invest in them. But I think what we'll see, and I think what's really, I think, going to drive the growth across the group is how we're able to utilize the bank as the platform for all of those businesses. So, you know, I think one of the one of the, I think, important aspects of our product development and the way that we've evolved the product is personal health pathways mm-hmm. in our health business, which gives really personalized health insights and incentives for our clients is now being rolled out extensively across our entire client base, but it will be available via the bank app as well. So you know, all of these things come together in a really kind of integrated experience, and I think that's what's going to continue to drive the health and life businesses, despite the fact that they are very, very large and dominant today.
100%. This may be an unfair question, but I guess a pertinent one for many South Africans who make use of your health cover. Medical aid, NHI, where are we regarding that conversation in South Africa?
No, so I think we've been pretty clear that, you know, that it would be great to have an NHI in South Africa. And I think that collectively we should be working towards greater access to healthcare in South Africa. But, you know, if you look at the cost of delivering at that scale, you know, we just don't have the economic capacity, and it is a multi-generational journey that I think we're going to be on. We are absolutely committed to that, and I think, you know, we believe that the private sector is a true asset in South Africa and should play a role in that regard, and I think that's where we see ourselves really playing a significant part.
Got you. Hilton, before I let you go, you have shot the lights out. Sterling results and numbers, new all-time highs. I guess for the benefit of us as consumers, as shareholders and investors, what can we hold you and the team accountable to in the next 6 to 12 months?
Sure. So we've been pretty explicit in terms of where we see the business at a financial level. We said that, you know, we think that we can generate sustainable profit growth of 15 to 20%. Over a five-year period. This year was significantly above that corridor, but we remain comfortable that, you know, we're on track to achieve that over the next 4 years. And in fact, these results give greater certainty to that. We've been explicit in the bank. We set a very hard, ambitious goal of 2 million clients and 3 billion rand of profit by FY29. Mm-hmm. So we see real potential in the business. We're going to have to work hard to get there, and you know, I think we're going to be held to account against these ambitions and playing a really, we think, you know, strong role in nation building and being a force for good in South Africa in particular.
100%. Hilton, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Appreciate your time and insight today.
Thank you so much.
That's Hilton Kalner. He's the CEO of Discovery South Africa. He also sits as the chair of Discovery SA's Exco and the CEO of Discovery Bank.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.